The election is 10 days behind us, but in Washington state, the governor's race is still undecided. The contest between Democrat Christine Gregoire and Republican Dino Rossi ended in a dead heat, and it has remained close as election officials continue to tally absentee and provisional ballots. David Postman is the chief political reporter for the Seattle Times, and he joins us now. David, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Why is this taking so long?
Well, we have a habit here of slow counting. Frankly, particularly in King County, which is the most populous county where Seattle is, in a close race, when they get down to the point where everybody cares about every provisional and every absentee ballot, not unusual for us to be a week out and still not have that answer.
And as these votes are slowly tallied, the race is still neck and neck?
Oh, yeah. It just seems to get tighter and tighter. And right now, there's a gap of about, it's less than 0.2% today as we talk.
Well, it sounds like this is a race that left political analysts and prognosticators scratching their heads to figure out what's going on. As I understand this, the Democratic candidate had name recognition as a two-term attorney general. She had a big war chest. She was a star in the Democratic Party, the state's dominant party, and many had predicted that she would win by a healthy margin. What happened?
Yes, 3 terms as attorney general, 12 years in that office, has had a career in state government, and I think had the sense of being the heir apparent. There's been Democrats in the governor's mansion for 20 years, and the odds were that whoever the Democrat would be had the better chance. And I think by the end, a lot of people in her own campaign were surprised at how tight it was.
Well, so how did Dino Rossi do this?
Well, I think both he did a lot of things right, and I think that Christine Gregoire might have made some mistakes. Rossi is a real estate salesman. He's a personable fellow, and people talked about that from the start. Here was a fairly conservative Republican, but a nice guy. And in the past, they've had some conservative candidates that didn't have the personality to take on the Democrats, frankly. And this was a guy who seemed to make people comfortable.
I guess this race in many ways is reminiscent of the last cliffhanger in Washington state where Democrat Maria Cantwell narrowly defeated Republican Slade Gorton.
Yeah, for the U.S. Senate. That was 4 years ago, and there's a lot of lessons there, I think, for both sides. This year, nobody wants to give up early. That race went all the way down to the end. There was a recount. Maria Cantwell didn't take the lead in the ballot counting until, I think, the day before the final votes were counted. So from Election Day on, the incumbent Slade Gorton was winning. Finally, they get into the depths of these provisional ballots. Maria Cantwell takes the lead. Then they recount. She ends up winning by about 2,000 votes. So, you know, it's the classic case. Everyone counts. And now, in the end, we may be arguing here about, 200 to 300 provisional ballots that are going to be in question in King County. But that may be the margin.
Well, in the Cantwell race, she actually won by just over 2,000 votes. And I understand under state law, if the state law calls for an automatic recount if the gap is less than 2,000 votes. So in the end of this, we could see yet another delay in the outcome.
Right, yeah. She actually won by 2,200 votes. The law now is it has to be within 2,000 votes and within 0.5%. That was added after that 2000 election. So, yeah, it's certainly possible that these will get counted again, although some of that will be decided now with the there's court action pending. State Democrats have sued in King County over how the provisional ballots are being handled, and that may be the answer.
It would be surprising in a race this close if there weren't court action, wouldn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
When do election officials expect to finish counting the ballots?
Well, they have to, by law, certify this election next Wednesday, and that's when everything is supposed to be counted, and then there could be a recount after that date. But Wednesday is the day that everybody is aiming at.
All right. Mr. Postman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
David Postman is the chief political reporter for the Seattle Times.